And I was told that you cannot grow Cabernet Sauvignon in Oklahoma. Now, if you tell me I cannot do it, I'm going to do it.
Ina Chow is proudly showing me her new crop of Cabernet Sauvignon grapes at Sparks Vineyard and Winery near the community of Sparks.
In Oklahoma, growing any kind of grapes, wine grapes, the challenges are you're raising the harvest with the hot weather. And another challenge is the humidity and warm temperature. We have disease pressure. But, you know, disease pressure we can deal with. The hot weather is a bit up to the Mother Nature.
Besides the Cabernet, Sparks Vineyard also grows Merlot, Shiraz, Chardonnay, Zinfandel, and Chenin Blanc wine grapes. The wine is fermented, aged, and bottled in the winery. It's sold in their own retail store and tasting room, and at about 50 other retail outlets around the state. Sparks Winery is also racking up the awards.
Any wine that Ina has entered into a contest, no matter where it is, she's always won some medals. Recently, the Muscat Canale and the Pinot Grigio won medals at the International Wine Competition at Lone Star, the Lone Star Wine Competition.
And that was against wines from all over the world. Ina has studied the science of winemaking, but she says there's more to it than that.
Wine is, to me, is a marriage between science and art. You know, my background is I have a PhD in electrical engineering.
That's right. She was a rocket scientist. So why would you leave all that behind to take on all the challenges of growing grapes in the hot Oklahoma summer?
Well, I think Oklahoma needs more winemakers than rocket scientists.
Makes sense to me. You can tour the Sparks Vineyard and Winery Wednesday through Sunday, meet a rocket scientist turned vintner, and enjoy a glass of award-winning wine, too. In Sparks, I'm Ron Stahl.